Donald Trump's idiot team of lawyers have decided that the best way to delay the upcoming hush money trial is to simply sue the judge. On Monday, Donald Trump's lawyers did file a lawsuit against Judge Juan Merchan in federal court, alleging, one, that we need to move this trial past the 2024 election because, you know, we need to. And two, that the judge imposed an illegal gag order on my client, Donald J. Trump, and therefore we are suing you to remove the gag order. Now, there is a lot happening right now in the week before Donald Trump's trial is set to start on April 15th. There's a lot of motions being ruled on, so there's some confusion about whether or not this lawsuit has been ruled on within the media. And I can tell you, after cutting through all the BS, because the courts are handing down a ton of decisions, slapping Trump down left and right, this particular lawsuit, at least as of this recording, has not been ruled on yet. What the courts have said is that, no, we're not going to change the venue. No, we're not going to delay it. No, we're not going to lift the gag order. But those are separate from this lawsuit. So what's happening at the moment, in addition to this lawsuit, is that Trump and his legal team have just panicked, and they are filing motion after motion after motion, every one of which is getting denied. But they're doing that in a desperate attempt to pause this hush money trial, and it's not going to happen. But this particular lawsuit, actually suing the judge who's going to oversee the trial, not only is it going to fail, in fact, by the time you're watching this, the appellate court may have already said, this is ridiculous, get out of my court. But what this does, and what Trump's lawyers should have known, is that filing a knowingly frivolous and fictitious lawsuit is actually not legal. I mean, Alina Habba, who filed a knowingly frivolous lawsuit on behalf of Donald Trump, was sanctioned by for about $1 million. A bunch of other Trump lawyers, we all know, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, all these people that either gave Trump legal advice or actually filed his frivolous lawsuits for him, they have been sanctioned. They have been sued. They have been reprimanded by the courts. And Eastman, as we all know, just lost his law license in California. So this is a very stupid move on behalf of Trump's lawyers. Like, y'all don't realize the world of hurt you just opened yourselves up to by listening to your idiot client who knows nothing about the law, who told you to file this lawsuit. When he made that request, you should have told him no. And maybe you did. I don't know. But if after you told him no, he still said, I want you to file it, what you all should have done right then is said, I quit. I refuse to represent you because you are not taking my legal advice. You're instructing me to do something that is going to get me sanctioned and could potentially get me disbarred. And that, of course, would be grounds for these lawyers to leave, because you can't just abandon your client in the 11th hour as they're facing trial. But with this kind of cause, you could have done that. And hey, guess what would have happened if you did that? Trump actually would have gotten the delay because his legal team would have abandoned him, and he is entitled to representation of his choosing. Therefore, the trial would have been delayed. So you could have avoided any potential legal problems for yourself and actually inadvertently helped Donald Trump had you just not filed the lawsuit. But now you did it. Your bet has been made. And so has Donald Trump's. This is going to backfire on them in ways that I don't even think they can comprehend yet. And it goes far beyond Donald Trump losing this lawsuit. They'd better hope that at the end of all this, they get to keep their law licenses, because that's what's at stake here. Well, it looks like at least one person in Donald Trump's orbit has realized that Alina Habba is a very bad lawyer. And that person, of course, happens to be former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg, as it was revealed this week that he recently filed a motion in court letting the court know that Alina Haba is no longer representing him, and he is in fact being represented by different counsel. To put that another way, to put that in a far less diplomatic way, Weisselberg said, "You're fired," to Alina Haba. "You're not going to represent me as we move forward with this case." And as we all know, Weisselberg is, of course, he recently pled guilty to lying under oath during the fraud trial, so he's got that penalty coming up. And, of course, he is part of the appeal for the overall fraud trial. Now, this is where things get interesting, because Alina Haba is not an appellate lawyer. So this whole thing, because, you know, this is being reported everywhere, so let's just be fair about it. This whole thing of Weisselberg switching lawyers might not be due to Alina Haba's incompetence. It might just be due to the fact that, okay, you did your job for me. You're not an appellate lawyer, so obviously I have to hire new counsel for the appeals process. Thank you for your time. It could be innocuous. But here's why I don't think that's the case. If that were the case, if this were just Weisselberg getting appellate lawyers to take it from here, this would have happened a long time ago. Alina Haba would not have remained his counsel up until, you know, the first week of April. And in fact, according to the reports that are talking about Haba being fired, it says that Weisselberg actually wanted to replace her all the way back in March, but wasn't able to do so yet. So I do think this is due to Alina Haba's incompetence. And I think it's important to remember how bad Alina Haba is. Because let's not forget that following Donald Trump's defeat in the fraud trial and his defeat in the E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, her performance was so bad, her behavior in front of the judge was so bad, that you had these MAGA people out there actually suggesting on social media that Alina Haba might be a Democratic plant, you know, working as a Democratic double agent to sabotage Trump from the inside. So Weisselberg knows that Alina Haba's not up to snuff and he's getting rid of her. The MAGA people out there who love Donald Trump believe that Alina Haba is so bad she's actually working for the Democrats secretly. The only person on this planet who seems to have any confidence in her at all is Donald Trump. And he's the one who has lost, when you add up the E. Jean Carroll trial and the fraud trial, he's lost over $500 million because of how bad she is as a lawyer. And if that is not enough of a wake-up call, then I don't know what will be. He loves to parade around with her. He thinks she's very nice arm candy. He's gone to events with her in Las Vegas. You know, Trump's wife wasn't there. Alina Haba's husband wasn't there. I mean, he threw her a birthday party recently. All kinds of crazy stuff. So I don't want to say that there's more to it than we know, but those aren't things you just do with your lawyer. So maybe there's another reason why Donald Trump is keeping her around. It certainly isn't because of her legal prowess, I can tell you that, but maybe there's something else Donald Trump sees in her that honestly, I don't even want to know about at this point. A new report from Axios this week has revealed that Donald Trump isn't just talking about going on his revenge tour should he win back the White House in November. Oh no! Sources close to the Trump campaign have confirmed to Axios that he actually has plans, and not just plans up in his head. They have said, according to this report, that he has drawn up plans with his lawyers to prosecute President Biden if he wins in November and retakes the White House. The former president has plans that, according to these people, are written out to prosecute the current president, who at that point will then be the former president, for crimes that, nobody knows quite what they are yet. Republicans in the House have been working on it for over a year and they've come up with absolutely nothing. But Trump is still going to make Biden's life a living hell because he's still mad that he lost the 2020 election. Now, I know that the media right now is inundated with Trump stories. Like, I feel like at this point, all I'm even talking about these days is Trump, because he's all over the headlines. And the problem with that is that some of these bigger stories that deserve more media attention, deserve to be in more headlines, deserve to be talked about a lot more, like this one, they kind of hit and then they disappear, right? We got to move on to the next stupid Trump thing. We got to go talk about what he just put out on Truth Social. We got to talk about what he just said about abortion. We got to talk about this thing he did and that thing he did and this and that and this. And because of that, these stories that show that he is already planning on abusing his power if he gets in the White House, these stories don't get enough oxygen. And that is a shame, because these are the kinds of stories that the public needs to hear about. They need to know that Donald Trump is not going back to Washington, D.C. because he has unfinished business with his policies. He's not going back to D.C. because he actually thinks he can save America, as he says. He wants to go back to D.C. because he wants to punish everyone that pissed him off for the last 8 years and possibly beyond that. That is what this is, and that is what this story is about. Trump has said, "I am your retribution. I am your vengeance." Those are both lines that he has used with his supporters in rallies, in fundraising emails, and in interviews. He has said those exact words. This is what he means by it. And when he's done with Biden, he'll find another target. Hell, he'll find more targets before he's done with Biden. I'm willing to bet that if they have plans drawn up to go after Biden, they have plans drawn up to go against other people as well. And where does it end? Huh? We saw this week, Donald Trump turned on his good longtime buddy, Lindsey Graham. Because Lindsey Graham disagreed with Donald Trump on one thing. And now Trump is out for blood against Lindsey Graham. So it doesn't matter. And this is what the MAGA people have to understand. It doesn't matter if you are a diehard Trump supporter. You will eventually slip up. And at that point, there's a target on your back, just like there is on mine and just like there is on everybody watching this video. No one is safe. You can drape yourself in all the MAGA apparel that you want, but eventually you're going to say, you know what? I don't agree with him on this. And suddenly, you're locked in the gulag next to a guy like me, because Trump doesn't care. If you're not with him 100% of the time, you are his enemy. And if he gets back into that White House, he will come after you. Truth Social. Well, I guess technically Trump Media Technology, which Truth Social is a part of. The DJT stock is in an absolute free fall, and I am loving every second of it. As of right now, Trump Media and Technology, since it was, you know, launched 2 weeks ago on the stock market, has now lost half of its value. It went from a high of $79 a share to this week, $36 per share and falling, which means it's still going down. It closed at 40 on Friday, closed at 36 on Monday. Tuesday at the open, down. It is almost breathtaking to watch how quickly the stock in this company is just headed for the ground. And the thing I love about it, just like I said from the very beginning, is that I predicted all of this, and I'm not the only one. I'm not saying I'm, you know, clairvoyant about this. It was very predictable. But of all the times I've been right, I have never been more right than I was about what was going to happen with Trump's stock. And let me add this. It's gotten even better this week. Not the stock price, of course, but the lack of faith in the company. See, Devin Nunes went on Fox News this past weekend, and he was asked by Maria Bartiromo, she's like, "Hey, when's Truth Social going to turn a profit?" He couldn't answer. Instead, he went on like a multi-paragraph rant about things that don't even matter, about things that are totally not true, which for the record actually creates a lot of legal problems for him. And I get to that in a minute, but he couldn't answer the basic question of like, when do you think you'll turn a profit? Devin, you're the CEO of the damn company. When are you going to make money? But when he said that we're doing something no other social media company has ever done, that's not true. You're literally a knockoff of Twitter. And saying a false statement like that as a CEO is not going to get you in trouble. Making a false statement like that from a CEO of a publicly traded company? Regulators could very easily make the case that, hey, you were saying these things to pump up the stock when you had nothing to back it up and it was lies. Therefore, that's security fraud, buddy. Yeah. Donald Trump, same thing last week. He goes out on Truth Social and he says, all of the competitors to Truth Social, especially those in the radical left Democrat Party who are failing at every level, like to use their vaunted disinformation machine to try and convince people, and it is not easy to do, that truth is not such a big deal and doesn't get the word out as well as various others, which they know to be false. Trump's pumping up the company, which is a publicly traded company, with lies. You can't do that. Like, Trump can go out there and lie about the Trump Organization and their finances and their success all he wants because it's a privately owned company. But when it's a publicly traded company and you're in the leadership position and you're making claims that could boost the stock prices and those claims are false, that is 100% illegal. I mean, people do go to jail for that. So, Devin and Donald, y'all got to be careful about what y'all are saying now, because every word you utter is going to be under scrutiny. It's a publicly traded company. The stock is not even circling the drain anymore. It's already going into the drain. It's not even a roller coaster. It's not like there's ups and downs. No, this is just Tower of Terror. You are at the top and you're plummeting to the bottom. And again, I am loving every second of this. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.